Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I'm your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, the Frank Friar, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, reporting to you all, that's right, from the Bronx here in New York City. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about a recent experience that I had in relationship to an opera. I try to go to see one opera a year. You know, I save my pennies and my dimes. And if I watch the sort of opera schedule here at the Met in New York City, you can get a good $20, $30 ticket if you're lucky. Sometimes I get very lucky and I can find that nicely priced ticket. And the opera that I seen recently was Mephistopheles. This was an Italian adaptation of the famous German play called Faust. And it's told from, really, in a way, the perspective of the devil. He is the protagonist. What I mean by protagonist is not the good guy, but the protagonist is the one who sort of drives the story along, who moves the story along. And there was a lot of great things in this opera. There were some points of struggle. But one of the things that struck me the most was this beautiful prologue, this great overture introduction, and you see this slow building up of the angelic song that we're brought into, and et cetera, and then suddenly in the middle of it, the devil comes out of the orchestra pit with an instrument in his hand. He begins to sow discord, creating a disharmony amongst the beautiful celestial choirs of angels singing the praise of the Lord. And I think there's an important insight that comes from that. We see that worked out in a variety of other tales. You know, I'm thinking of the Silmarillion from J.R.R. Tolkien, for example, this movement where people are in this celestial world moving away from the light is shown in the reality that their music ceases to be one of beauty. And just recently here at the parish, our youth group had an art night, sort of an art exhibit, you know, putting forward their different paintings and pictures and singers and musicians and et cetera. We even have one of the kids that's a cellist that plays the cello, you know, and there's a real indefensibility that comes with beauty. There's no way you can really put up a defense to it other than, I guess, blinding yourself if you want to go to that extreme or causing yourself to go deaf or et cetera. But there's a reality that this beauty, you know, of creation, that even though we have fallen and our fallen state impacts the world and has twisted the world, et cetera, it's still good, there's still truthfulness, and there's still beauty. And this is one of the great acts in which humanity really mirrors and is like God. You know, an artist who writes a story brings this world of his or her own story out of nothing into existence. And it's a really profound thing. And I was just so struck by the ending of this opera where, you know, Faust is sort of saved. He wills a good for somebody in the heavens open for him. And his gaze is just captured and the devil no longer has any more hooks in him. And Faust dies and the angels come and pick him up and carry him off. And you can just see on the man's face, this actor, this opera singer's face, this ecstasy of the music. It's just utterly beautiful. And it's just hitting him on so many levels. It's causing this transphoric, euphoric sort of state. But the devil is being exposed to the same thing at the same time, and the angels sort of lift him up, and it's causing him pain. It's hurting him. He can't handle it, and he's doing whatever he can just to block it out. And that's sort of what our sins do. You know, I wrote an article recently talking about what happens when one becomes sort of fettered to and then stuck in their appetites and et cetera, particularly a disordered or inordinate appetite. You know, a disquiet comes about, this noise in the soul that can be deafening, that keeps us from hearing the whispering presence of the Lord, you know, in the chaos that comes from that. And that's the space in which the devil tries to feed and fuel and et cetera. And that's why beauty is of the utmost importance in bringing in beautiful music into our lives, beautiful art. You know, one of the things that just is a kind of, it's not a button, but annoys the heck out of me is this. You know, when people talk about, oh, well, your churches, you guys waste so much money on your churches, and, you know, you could do all this good to feed the poor. Usually when someone says that to me, they've already let me know in my experiences in these sort of exchanges that they really don't have no love for the church. They're just using it to mock the church and et cetera. And then I just look back at them and I say, don't the poor deserve beauty just as much as the rich do? Why should only the rich be able to appreciate beautiful things of human creation and et cetera? Just because someone's poor doesn't mean they're not allowed to embrace the goodness of the world. And then I finally throw down the gauntlet and say, as Christ tells us, man does not live by bread alone. You know, we can meet maybe all of our physical appetites, but our soul can still atrophy and die inside of us if we don't have this beauty in our life. So, you know, beauty is a very broad thing, and I'm not one that sort of falls for the eye of the beholder. You know, there's different things that we can, I think, all agree upon that there is beauty and et cetera, and there are things that are just abhorrent. But, you know, I just want to put this thought out there for maybe for us to wrestle with and struggle with and et cetera. You know, we see this, the devil, you know, and in aspects of our world trying to sow seeds of disharmony and creating an ugly tune. You know, let us be open to finding the beauty that is present in our life that might have been closed off to us before because of our states of mortal sin or venial sin we keep falling into and et cetera. That sow that disharmony that keeps us from really being able to hear, see, and taste the good things of the Lord that He wishes to give us as His children. You know, if you're an opera fan like myself, you know, check this, you know, Mephistopheles. It was very, very good. But whatever that beauty that might elicit a response from your heart be, you know, just become more open to it, whether it's art, icons, music, you know, smells, nature. I love to sit in nature, but, you know, but just don't close yourself out of it thinking like, oh, you know, I could do all these other more important, better things. No. Sometimes you just have to let the soul be in the presence of something that can just open up that gift of awe and wonder that the Holy Spirit has entrusted to us from the moment of our baptism and has recommitted to us and reinvigorated in us in our confirmation. So thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to click that subscribe button. It really does help me. And if you're listening on Podbean, click that little like button. Or if you're on iTunes, leave a nice little 5-star review. It really does help me. Also, you can go to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There on my website, thefrankfriar.com, you can find links to my articles, my videos on YouTube. You can find links to my blog. And then you can shoot me an email through the message tab on my website. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. Know that I appreciate every minute that you spend engaging with me in my social media content. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusOfLexington.com.